I've been killing snakes all my life, copperheads and water moccasins mostly. And every so often when I'm riding in the brush, a rattler will slide on out and spook my mule. Don't matter what kind, of course. I kill them all with my sawed-off shotgun or use whatever else might be handy. Shovel works just fine. I kill them snakes without a thought. Man's got to protect his family. There's always killing to be done on a farm. Killing you got to do, killing you don't ever want to do. I've been killing dogs all my life. Folks on this here mountain call on me when their old hounds go blind or get the rabies. They can't bear to do the killing, so they ask me. Some folks call me the executioner. I don't mind. It's a job needs doing. Hardest thing for me is when my boy has a dog that won't quit chasing cows. Can't keep a dog like that. Can't risk the livestock. I saw a dog one time run a pregnant cow through a pasture with a calf a-coming out of her. Calf died. I've been killing dogs like that all my life. Sometimes the killing don't have no purpose other than the sport. I've been killing deer all my life. Best time for that's in winter. If you hit a buck but you don't drop him, you can follow his trail of blood through the snow. Ain't nothing like following a blood trail to a kill. Last buck I got this season came in after dark. I strung him up in the old blackjack tree beside the pond, gutted him by the headlights of my pickup truck. I tell my boy, never kill a deer unless you're going to eat it. God didn't mean for us to waste, and I've been killing deer all my life. Last week I was out working on my new barn. I felt a strange wiggling under my boot. I looked down, sure enough, it was a big, fat, writhing copperhead. Well, I flew backwards about as far as a man without wings can fly, grabbed me a rock and scored a direct hit on the bastard's head. Now I've been killing snakes all my life, and this is the first time I done felt sorry. Seems like ever since I got saved, I've been seeing things different. That old snake wasn't hurting nobody. I stopped my work and said a prayer for God's creature smashed to pieces at my feet. Later on, my wife asked, did this mean I wasn't going to kill no more snakes? Hell no, I said. If I see one in the yard tomorrow, I'll shoot it sure as rain. I've been killing snakes all my life. Can't even God stop me now.